A man once went to the circus and was astonished to see a giant elephant being held down by a tiny little rope. He was so surprised that he went over to the trainer after the circus and asked him, "Why doesn't this elephant just break out of the rope? The rope doesn't seem that strong. This elephant could probably break down a brick wall, let alone this tiny rope." The trainer smiled at him and said that when this elephant was only 250 pounds, just a baby, it was tied up to this same rope. And no matter how hard it tried, it couldn't break out. Month after month it tried, but it couldn't break out, and eventually it gave up. Now, even though it's thousands of pounds bigger and stronger than ever, it still thinks it's unable to break out. In other words, the elephant really can break out of these ropes, but in its own mind, it's still not strong enough. You find a very similar phenomenon when it comes to monkeys. If you've ever been to a zoo, a lot of monkey exhibits don't have cages, just a small fence around the enclosure. It seems that these monkeys can very easily get out. Why don't they? The answer is that there's always a moat of water outside of the fence, and monkeys are scared of water. So it's their own fears which are actually encaging them within this enclosure. Their own fears have become their masters. It's very interesting. Until 1954, no one could run the mile in under 4 minutes. It was called the 4-minute mile. It was scientifically proven to be impossible. As a matter of fact, scientists determined that if the human being ran a mile in under 4 minutes, their heart would explode within their chest. People didn't even want to try. But in 1954, Roger Bannister was the first human being to ever run the mile in under 4 minutes. And how many people do you think did it by the end of the year? 42. How many people do you think have done it by nowadays? Thousands of people have done it. Even high school students are doing it. So what changed? How come all of a sudden people are able to do it? Is it the diet? Is it the shoes? Is it the technique? No. What changed was that people realized that it's possible. People realized it can be done. But they needed the Roger Bannister to break down that wall. What happens when that wall is broken down? What happens when the elephant discovers that the rope isn't strong enough to hold him down? As a matter of fact, a fire once broke out in the circus, and the tent fell down, everyone ran out. The next day, the trainers were looking for the elephants, and they couldn't find them. They realized that when the fire had erupted, the elephants were so scared that they ran and they broke out of the ropes and they ran into the forest next door. When the trainers finally found the elephants, they tied them back up in the ropes and they brought them back to the circus. But after a couple hours, the elephants disappeared, and they found them back in the forest. They put the elephants back in the ropes and they brought them back to the forest, but the elephants broke out again. They realized that the elephants themselves now knew these ropes couldn't contain them. The elephants kept on breaking out, and they had to get new elephants, because these elephants were no longer willing to be shackled by their own minds. It's very simple. We create our mental cages. Other people's opinions of us don't have to become our reality. Sometimes it's the fact that people don't think we can do it. Sometimes we don't believe we can do it. It's our own lack of self-confidence. But we place a lock on that cage. We are the only ones that hold the key because we created the lock. The key is in our minds. Opening the lock simply means to make a new decision, to change our identity, to believe that it's possible, to use imagination and vision versus looking back into our past, looking back into our history, saying, it can't be done. Because history is being read, but it's also being written by people with imagination. And you have to realize that you can achieve anything if you set your mind to it. Rav Tzadok in Siddikas HaTzadok explains that the mitzvah of emunah is not only to believe in Hashem, but to believe in yourself. To believe that you can achieve amazing things. That you can achieve the extraordinary. But not only do you have to believe in yourself, you have to realize that Hashem believes in you as well. Every day when we say Moda Ani, we say V'chem L'Rabba Emunasecha. Great is Hashem's belief in us. Hashem believes in you, and you have to believe in yourself too. So today, let's believe in ourselves. Let's realize that we can achieve anything, that we are extraordinary human beings. We have unlimited potential. We have greatness within us, and we are meant to do unbelievable things with our lives.